Good morning. With us, our political observer, Alan Shar, talking on this Wednesday morning. Alan, not a soul on the road. Was rolled in this morning.
No, you know, I came in very early this morning, about 3 o'clock, and I have to tell you, it was really amazing, both on the highway. It was as if, you know, somebody had just cleared everything off.
I think we were the last men on earth.
Could have been.
we'll go from dream to reality this morning, and quite an article in the New York Times about some new charges, bribery charges, against the former leader of the New York State Senate and his son in the federal corruption case that got brought against them in May. Authorities allege at least $300,000 was illegally steered to Adam Skelos, Dean Skelos' son, at a job in which it starts with the conversation he had with a supervisor, and it says the conversation did not go well.
Apparently, according to the article, young Skelos threw his weight around, and there was a little bit of, well, these might not have been the exact words, you know who I am? and the father allegedly gets involved trying to smooth things over, and the company is very aware and willing to testify that if they did anything that would be adverse to the senator's pleasure, that things would not go well with future relationships and money-making and all of the rest. One of the things that young Skelos was supposed to have done, as I remember the story here, is to have sold doctors' policies on malpractice, and he didn't. And this was the problem. You know, to me, there's no question that the young Skelos didn't behave well. But what is more problematic is the idea that you're going to now start to prosecute legislators who use their influence in order to get something for one of their family members. Let me just suggest that there probably aren't enough jail cells in New York State if that becomes the standard, because there must be a lot of knees knocking in Albany. I did a tour years ago in Albany, and I remember some of the things that people were asked to do for family. And there is, of course, that specter hanging over everybody because it's too late. You can't stop now. If you did it before and somebody knows about it. We recently interviewed District Attorney Soares, and he made it clear that he couldn't talk about this because of pending cases and the fact that he might have to testify. He was on the Moreland Act Commission and testify about the cases that he knew about.
From there to Guantanamo, and we see an article in the New York Times today about President Obama's plan for Guantanamo, and the headline is seen faltering, and it has to do with the defense secretary, Ashton Carter.
Well, the defense secretary is going to have to sign off on all of these ideas that people leave and get transferred to other places and that Guantanamo gets closed down, which is something that the president has talked about for quite a while. It now looks like it's unlikely that's going to happen. Here comes the president. He opens up relations with Cuba, and Guantanamo is still sitting there. And it is a great bone of contention between the United States and Cuba. The right in this country are going to see that as a way of stymieing the president's push forward on Cuban normalization, if that's the words you're going to use. And they will be using Guantanamo as the big stick to stop the president. I suspect it's going to be a tough road for the president to get that place closed down.
Finally, Alan, another presidential candidate, Ohio Governor John Kasich, has entered the crowded 2016 presidential race.
The swimming pool is getting very crowded, David. You know, everybody's going to have to stay in their own lane. The big number, we talked about it yesterday on the Vox Pop, is Donald Trump leading in many of the polls, showing in terms of specificity, you know, nobody knows nothing. So that is why a guy like Trump can do extremely well in all of this. Look, there are a lot of people who like the guy because they just figure that he's an angry man and they're angry people, and the two go together.
Our political observer, Alan Shar, joining us. Thanks, Alan.
Yep.